Today's Shi'ez Masechet Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf Beis. We will begin on Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph at the top of the Amud at the Mishnah. It teaches us the Mishnah Av Benoi, a father and a son. The Mishnah is going to discuss the Mitzvah Shem, who is and isn't qualified to say Eidus that they saw the new moon. So says the Mishnah, father and a son who together saw the new moon, Yelchu should go to say to Bezdin to give testimony that they saw the new moon. And as Tosfos explains, we're speaking about Shabbos. And the Mefarshim explained because during the week, of course they should go. Because even though they can't combine to say Eidus, but what may happen, as we're about to learn, is that maybe someone else who could say Eidus, and one of them will combine with someone else. But During the week where they could do it without any shaila, without any question, of course they should do so. But we would think that maybe in order to avoid Chilul Shabbos, one should not go on Shabbos. It teaches us the Mishnah that even on Shabbos they're allowed to go. For as explains the Mishnah, V'lai Shem Etzar from Zem Zeh, not that these two individuals can combine to say Eidus, because relatives cannot combine to say Eidus. Ella, in Mipasel Echemehem, if one of them turns out to become disqualified, as Rashi explains, we're going to Mitzvah Shem learn in tomorrow's Shir that the Eidim were interrogated, and if they got a question wrong, then they are disqualified from saying Eidus, or if one of them is discovered to have one of the disqualifications that makes an aid disqualified, still, Yitzdarf Asheni Emacher. This other person can combine, the one who's still a qualified aid could be available to combine with somebody else. So the Rishonim ask a question, the Miri. The Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin teaches us the Eidus Shabbatla Mekatzasa Batla Kula. If an Eidus was partially disqualified, it's completely disqualified. So ask the Meiri, if one of them is disqualified, why is this not considered Eidus Shabbatla Mekatzasa Batla Kula, and that both of them ought to become disqualified because of this reason? Says the Meiri that the only time we say Eidus Shabbatla Mekatzasa Batla Kula, that if one is disqualified, the other one is disqualified as well, is only in a situation where they came with the direct intention of saying Eidus as a pair. So there we have a rule, Eidus Shabbatla Mekatzasa Batla Kula. But these people never had the intention of saying Eidus together. There we don't say Eidus Shabbatla Mekatzasa Batla Kula. Rav Shimon Omer, Av Benoi, a father and a son, V'kol HaKroivim, and all relatives, K'sherim L'Eidus HaChodesh, are qualified to say Eidus HaChodesh. It doesn't have the halacha like all other Eidus. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yosef, says the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Ma'aseh B'Tuvia HaRoifei, Shuruas HaChodesh B'Yushalayim, Tuvia HaRoifei saw the new moon in Yushalayim, Hu Benoi V'Avdei Meshuchrer, and he and his son and his freed slave. And they all came to say testimony. The father and son were accepted to say Eidus as a pair, as Rav Shimon just taught us. But the Eved, Kanani, even though he was freed, does not have the status of a full-fledged Jew. And since he doesn't have the status as a full-fledged Jew, he was disqualified. Says the Gemara, however, when they came to the Bezdin, they accepted him and his slave. They held that an aid doesn't have to be considered a full-fledged Jew. An Eved Kanani who's freed is also good enough. Pasles Benoi. Amar Levi, my time with the Reb Shimon, who says that people who are relatives could join together to say Eidus HaChodesh. Normally, of course, we know the halach is that relatives cannot join together to say testimony. Says the Gemara, the Ksiv, the pasuk that discusses Kiddush HaChodesh, says, V'yoyim HaShem HaMoshe V'Aaron Be'eretz Mitzrayim Leimar HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem. And we learn from here, Eidus Zu Ksher Teik Sher Bechem. Just like Moshe and Aaron were brothers, but yet they're qualified to say testimony together. Here too, you could have any relatives who are normally obviously not allowed to combine to say Eidus. Here they may combine. The Rabbanon who disagree, what will they use this? What will they learn from this pasuk? Answers the Gemara, Eidazu te mesur lechem. Only the most significant and distinguished Bezdin and individuals may be the members of the Bezdin to declare when Rosh Chodesh is. We have to have people of the stature of Moshe and Aaron. And the Mishnah taught us an episode of Amar Rabbi Yossi Maisa B'Tovya Roife, where they came to say Eidus. The Kohanim accepted the father and son, but said that the Eved Meshuchar does not have the proper Yichus, and therefore he cannot say testimony. And the other Bezdin, did just the opposite. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chanan Barava Hilchasa Krev Shimon. The halacha is like Rav Shimon. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Hunel Rav Chanan Barava. Rav Yossi, we have a rule that whenever we have a machloikus between Rav Yossi and Rav Shimon, we follow the opinion of Rav Yossi. And moreover, whenever we have a halacha taught us through a maisa, through a real incident, that also is a strong indication that that is the halacha. And the reason it's a strong indication that that is the halacha is because if, when it comes to the side on a shaila, and the shaila is decided not just in a theoretical sense, but it's decided in a halacha l'maisa sense, in a bezdin, that is considered much more significant. So the Gemara is saying, in our Mishnah, it wasn't just that Rabbi Yossi stated that opinion. It was said as what happened. V'at amrit, so how could you say, Hilchos Rav Shimon, that the halacha follows Rav Shimon? Amloi. So Rav Chanan responded to Rav Huna. V'azimnan sagin amrita kamei de Rav. Many times that I report when we learned by Rav, that the Hilchos Rav Shimon, that the halacha is like Rav Shimon, v'loi amloi. Midi, and he didn't disagree. Isn't that clearly an indication that the halacha is like Rav Shimon? Amalei hechetanis. So he asked him, when you repeated everybody's opinions to Rav, exactly what was your version of whoever's opinion you were saying? Amalei epcha. I had the opinions of our Mishnah reversed. The Rav Shimon was the one that said the relatives can't say Eidus. And Rabbi Yossi said, Rabbi Shimon was the one that said they can't, and Rabbi Yossi was the one that said they can. That's why he said, that's why he didn't say anything. Because although you might have attributed it to the wrong name, but what you were saying was the halacha. Because indeed, according to your version, Rabbi Shimon is the one that holds that an av b'nai, a father and a son, cannot combine. That's why Rav didn't say anything. Amar Tevi Bered Rav Mary Tevi Amar Marukva Amar Shmuel Hilchso Krav Shimon, that the halacha is like Krav Shimon, and way most Rishonim explain that the halacha is like Krav Shimon according to his version, that relatives cannot combine. Says the Mishnah, Elu Hein Hapsulim, and as the Mefarshim explained, since we started the shiur today by discussing witnesses who are disqualified, our Mishnah identifies who are those people. Says the Mishnah, the first one is a Masachik B'Kuvya, somebody who gambles. So the reason somebody gambles is possible for Eidus. And what is the Mishnah teaching us? Is that the Mishnah is teaching us that this individual is not possible for Eidus with the Raisa, that he's posel midrabbanan, because the Torah says that a gazlan, a toshes yotchem rosho lies eight chomas means somebody who steals, but an individual like this who gambles is not considered a full-fledged thief. The reason he's not considered a full-fledged thief is because he doesn't take money out of somebody else's pocket. Rather, the geneva over here is an asmachta lekanya. Asmachta lekanya is when somebody gambles, he's only he's gambling because he's certain that he's going to win. And because he's certain he's going to win, he gambles. If he knew he was going to lose the gamble, he wouldn't have entered it. So therefore, he's not, as the Rushash explains, not giving up the money freely. He's only giving it up on the assumption that he's going to win. And that's why it's enough to consider him a gazlan, but not a gazlan midaraisa. Because as we just explained, the only person who's considered a gazlan midaraisa is somebody who outright takes somebody else's money, to somebody else's objects. Here he isn't putting his hand into somebody else's pocket. The Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, however, gives a different explanation, Daf Sanhedrin, Daf Chavtal or Mebeis, why Masechta de Kuvya is disqualified from being an aid. That is because Eina Oisik B'Yeshuva Shalaylam. Here we're speaking, says the Gemara over there, about an individual who's a full-time gambler. And a person who's a full-time gambler is not preoccupying himself with what people should do in this world. And that's why he's disqualified to be an aid. Malvi Baribis. Mal Baribis is somebody who lends money on interest. And even though somebody, the isser of interest, of taking interest, is Osir Midaraisa, still, as the Rishonim explain, he's not considered a Rosh of the Chumas. And the reason he's not considered a Rosh of the Chumas is because he thinks that the person who's paying me the rent interest is doing so willingly. And again, the only one that is considered a Rosh is somebody who takes somebody else's money without permission against their will. And therefore, even though he did an Avera, and even though the Avera he has done is an Avera deraisa, it's not an Avera, he's not considered a Rosh the Chumas. Another approach is the Tosfos Yontov's approach. Tosfos Yontov says, certainly somebody who's violating ribis deraisa, that he's, ribis deraisa means ribis katsutsa. Ribis katsutsa means that you make up a rate of interest. You make up, I'm lending you whatever amount of money, and you have to pay me back more than I lent you. That's called ribis katsutsa. Says the Tosfos Yontov, if somebody violates that, somebody violates ribis katsutsa, says the Tosfos Yontov, that individual is certainly disqualified midaraisa to say edus. The situation that we're referring to here, says the Tosfos Yontov, is it's only ribis derabbanan, and since it's only ribis derabbanan, the person says, I did not realize that this was a case of interest. I thought that the only situation of interest is the example that we just gave, where it was agreed that I'm going to lend you this much and you're going to pay me back this much plus. And therefore, the Gemara is teaching us that even a ribis derabbanan, where a person doesn't necessarily know that he's doing something wrong, still disqualifies him to be an aid. Mafricha yoinam is again individuals who bet on pigeons, who's going to win the race. Another pshat that I saw is the person trains his pigeons to go into other people's property. And again, it's not outright thievery. Soichri Shvius, the loch is that fruit of the Shemitah year, pears of the Shemitah year, may not be used, may not be sold. Because the Pasuk says, V'hoysa Shabbos ha'aretz lechem lo'ochlo. And the Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph, teaches us, lo'ochlo, we may eat, it's actually a mitzvah to eat pears Shvius, v'loy l'schachra, v'loy l'schachra, we're not allowed to do business with those produce. And again, even though this is an Issa deraisa, so the Rishonim give different explanations why it is not considered a full-fledged Rosha. Some explain that the Mishnah is referring to Shemitah Bezman Hazeh, and Shemitah Bezman Hazeh is only also Midrabonim. Others explain because the Torah, when it describes the Isser, as we just said, to do business with Peri Shvius, is only says, doesn't say it as an outright lav. We learned, as we just said, La'ochla, eat those produce, v'loy l'schar, don't do business. And since it's not an outright Isser, it's not mentioned explicitly in the Torah, that's why it's not. He's not Pasul Midaraisa, he's only Pasul Midrabbanan. Others say, because since the Isser, similar pshat, since the Isser is only mentioned as an Isser Aseh, not as an Isser Lav, it's not as serious. Vavadim, Avadim Kananim, that even though an Eved Kanani is Mechuyiv B'mitzvahs Ke'isha, he's still not considered a full-fledged Jew. And therefore, since he's not considered a full-fledged Jew, he's also to say Edus. Zeh Klal, says the Mishnah rule, Kol Edus She'ini Shekshera Lo, any type of Edus that a woman is not qualified to say such Edus, Af Hein, all these people that are mentioned in our Mishnah, also Ein Kshem Lo, are not competent to say Edus. And the individuals who are mentioned at the beginning of the Mishnah, since we see these are people who are so anxious and so involved in trying to make money, Chazal were concerned that they may be hired to say false testimony, as we're going to learn Mitzvah Shem in the Shir. And because of that, Chazal said that all these people should be disqualified to say Eidus for the new moon. Ha, asked the Gemara, based on what we just learned in the Mishnah, only Eidus that a woman is disqualified, are these individuals disqualified? Ha'ishik Sherala, if there would be a situation that there's an Eidus, a testimony that women may testify, for example, where there's a concern if somebody's husband died, and this woman, if we don't have testimony that her husband died, will remain an aguna. So there we allow, the halacha is much more lenient, and they allow a woman to say testimony. Or if there's a question on the status of a soita, where a woman is permitted to say edus, af hein, all these people in the Mishnah that we said are disqualified to say edus about the new moon will be ksherala, will be kasher to say this edus. Amar Ravashi, comments Ravashi, Zoysim Eres Gazlan, the Devrayim, somebody who's a Gazlan, the Rabbanon, the examples that we just learned in our Mishnah, Ksherim Leidus Isha, a kasher to say edus about a woman's husband's status, because they're only possible with Rabbanon, and since they're only possible with Rabbanon, Chazal, Mishimiguna, Kilaba Rabbanon, were lenient. However, if they were Gazlan Dairaisa, that they just were people who stole somebody else's money, there we would not be able to be lenient. And such an individual would be possible to say Edus. Says the Gemara, Misharasa Chaydish, somebody who saw the new moon, Veni Yachal Ahalach, and he can't walk to Bezdin, and now it's Shabbos, and as we keep on learning, one is even allowed to travel on Shabbos to testify that they saw the new moon. Such a person, maybe carried on a donkey. Even though the halacha is that there's a lav of mechamer, we're not allowed to lead an animal that's holding something on Shabbos. In this case, because of the need for us to say for him to say Edus, we allow him to travel on the donkey in Shabbos. Vafila b'mita, we're allowed to carry him as he's laying on a bed. Vimtsoidelhem, if there are people on the road, as the aid is going to Bezdin to say testimony that we need to be concerned will attack them. Loichem biyadamaklois, the latter cake sticks. If there's a decent amount to travel and one needs to take food along, the loch is loichem biyadam, they could carry the food to have watir on the way to Bezdin. Shamahalach yoyim v'layla, mechalal and Shabbos, v'yotzel edus chaydish. One is allowed to be mechalal Shabbos to say edus chaydish. What the Mishnah is saying, however, is it's only in a case where he will arrive in Bezdin before Shabbos is over. But if he's going to be mechalal Shabbos and he won't arrive in Bezdin before Shabbos is over anyway, then of course he has no right to be mechalal Shabbos. The pasuk says, the Torah is very concerned, says Rashi, that the Rosh Chodesh, and of course, because of that, the Yom Tovim should be brought in the should be done in the right time. And the only way we could accomplish that is by allowing the Edom under these circumstances to be Mechal Shabbos to get there in a timely fashion. Others explain that wherever the Torah uses the word B'mai Adoy, what the Torah is teaching us is that Chil Shabbos is permitted. That's why the Torah uses the word B'mai Adoy on the Korban Tamid that was brought every day. And therefore the halacha is that the Korban Tamid is even brought on Shabbos. The Torah uses the word B'mai Adoy regarding the Korban Pesach, and that's why the halacha is that if Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, one is allowed to bring the Korban Tamid. And here too, since the Torah uses the word B'mai Adoy, the halacha is the Edom may be Mechal Shabbos in order to say testimony that they saw the new moon. Hanunloch Abba Rosh Hashanim, Hanunloch Abba Rosh Hashanim, Hanunloch Abba Rosh Hashanim. As we've mentioned previously, the way that they declared the new moon, the new month in the time of Midaraisa, in the time of Chazal, was by Edom coming and saying that they saw the new moon. As we've also said a number of times, a Jewish month could only be 29 or 30 days. That means Rosh Chodesh of the next month will either be day 30 of the previous month or day 31 of the previous month. If the Edom say that they saw the new moon on day 30 of the previous month, then that day will be Rosh Chodesh. If the Edom don't say that, so if there are no Edom, or if the Edom that are only able to say that they saw the new moon on day 31, then Rosh Chodesh will be on day 31 of the new moon. The Kiddush HaChodesh was done by the Sanhedrin and Eretz Yisrael, or at least you have to have three Dayanim, three judges who have smicha, who have expressed permission from the Sanhedrin to make this decision. This was the history until the end of the time where Shas was written. Once Eretz Yisrael was completely desolate, they began identifying the Jewish year, the calendar, through a set rules that Hillel HaZaken established our calendar, and that remained halacha forever. Says the Mishnah, Einam Akirin. So we have somebody who saw the new moon, but we're not quite, the Beis Din, who have to hear the testimony, don't know this individual. And of course, Beis Din can only accept the testimony of an individual who they know is a reliable individual. So says the Mishnah, Mishalchan Mai Acher, they send along with this aide who's coming to say that he saw the new moon, they send along with him somebody, Le'idai, who could say testimony about the honesty and the integrity of the aide. Birushayna, says the Mishnah, Mekam Eidus Chodesh B'kol Adam. However, the Gemara says that the Mishnah says that this rule that we had to know who the person was saying Eidus was not always the rule. Originally, we could always rely on a Cheskes Kashrus. That if somebody comes to Beis Din and we have no reason to be concerned that he's a dishonest person, we assume that he's an honest person. And because we assume that he's an honest person, we accept his testimony. However, says the Mishnah, Mishakilkilwa by Susim, that by Susim did not believe in Torah Shabbat, and they wanted to manipulate the calendar in a way that was, as the Gemara will explain, would be consistent with their beliefs, and therefore they would set up false witnesses to say they saw the new moon. So they couldn't just accept testimony from anyone who came and said that they saw the new moon. And therefore, Eskinu, they instituted Shloim Mekabim El Ma'akirim, that they only accepted from testimony from people who they knew were reliable people. The history of the Beis Susim and the Tzedakim goes back to what we learned from in Perkei Avos, Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel, that when Tignus taught us, Al Tiyu Kavadim Hashem Shem Sarav Amanas L'Kabal Pras, don't be servants who serve Hashem just to get reward. Don't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu because we expect something in return, but rather we should serve Hashem because we love Hashem. These Talmidim misunderstood what Antigonus said to them. They said that what Antigonus was meaning was that a person could do the mitzvahs and learn Torah and serve Hashem and not expect any reward for what they did. And because that's the way they misunderstood, they said, so what's the purpose and what's the point in serving Hashem if there's no reward for doing so? And that's why they became apikarsim, and they would be called tzedakim because they were talmidim of tzaddik, and they were called baisusim because they're talmudim of baisus. And that's how, even though it was certainly not the intention of their rebbeim to teach them something which is apikorsis, they misunderstood. Furthermore, the tzedakim did not believe in what Chazal taught us. Even though the Torah says, we have to follow whatever Chazal teaches us, they said that the Torah has to be interpreted literally. And the way Chazal interpret the Torah is not something that we have to follow. And that's what caused them to have, as we will see in the Gemara, significant differences of opinion with us. So we learned in our Mishnah, if Beis Din doesn't know who this aid, who's this witness who's coming to say testimony about his integrity, we send along someone else. Says the Gemara, my acher. What is meant, asked the Gemara, when we said that we send along someone to say testimony? Chad. We send along one more person to say that we know this person is reliable. Ask the Gemara, but why would that be acceptable? For Chadmi Mehemin, is one person reliable to testify that this person who's saying Edis is reliable? Ask them of Atanya, we learned in the Brisa, Maaseh Shabbah, who, the person who saw the new moon, the Eidov Imai, he brought along two Eidim, Lahaydalov, to say testimony that he was a reliable individual. So how can we suggest that one person is enough to give such testimony? Amar Rapapa, my acher, when the Mishnah says Mishalchni my acher, it doesn't mean one person, it means Zug acher. It means a pair of people to testify about the integrity of this aid. And says the Gemara, Hochinam Mistabra, that's the way to understand the Mishnah, that you have to have two people speak about the integrity of the aid. Dilay Tema Hochi. If we're not going to say that that's Pshat in the Mishnah, but rather we're going to say one aid could say, we speak about that we don't know the integrity of the aid. What does Oysa mean? That there's only one aid, only one witness who's saying testimony about the new moon. Ask the Gemara, could that be Pshat in the Mishnah? For Chadmi Mehemen, is one aid enough to say testimony? And even though the halach is that if there is only one aid who saw the new moon, he should come to Beis Din. For as we learned and will learn, there may be another witness in Beis Din available, and now they'll be able to combine to say Eidus, but still, we ultimately need two witnesses to say that they saw the new moon. Because when the Torah speaks about saying Eidus of the new moon, the Torah says, Kichoikli Yisrael hu mishpat elokei Yaakov. It's considered like a regular din Torah. And by every din Torah, when we have Eidim, we have to have a minimum of two Eidim. As the Torah says, Apishne Eidim Yakum Dover. Elamai Oisai. When the Mishnah used the word Oisai, it means Oisazug, it means a pair. Hachinami, when the Mishnah says Acher, that we send somebody along to say testimony about his integrity, it doesn't mean one person saying testimony, it means two people coming to speak about the integrity of this person. Zug Acher, a pair. Ask the Gemara. Or Vechadloi Mehemen, is that true that one person alone cannot say testimony about the integrity of the aid. But Tanya Maisaber Menur Roy Shalch Eitzel Aid Lahoyda Love. The Reb Neroi came to say testimony about the integrity of the aid on Shabbos. Into the Besdin, there was an Usha. So we see that one person saying testimony is enough. Answers the Gemara Omari Reb Neroi Sadachrina Have a Baday. There really were two people coming. There was another individual that came along with Reb Neroi. So if that's the case, why is he not mentioned? For Hodulai Choshvlei Mishun Kvoidish Reb Neroi. As when we speak about Reb Neroi, we don't want to have him paired up with another person. It would take away from the respect that we have to give to Reb Neroi. But of course, you have to have two, you always have to have two Edom. Because, and the Pnei Yeshua has a very interesting approach to this Gemara. The Pnei Yeshua's approach is that the halacha in Kol HaTorah Kula is that eight echad nami b'yisurim, that one witness is typically believed. We come into someone's house and one person tells us that this food is kosher, it's satisfactory for us to be able to eat the food. Eight echad nami b'yisurim. However, and therefore, perhaps, indeed, one person saying that this witness who's saying that he saw the new moon ought to be sufficient. However, as we learned in the Mishnah, and are going to learn soon in the Gemara, there was a real concern because we're speaking here about a time of Tzedakah and Baisusim who had very sinister plans to cause people to do the wrong thing. And therefore, when we're faced with such a situation, the rule that eight echad nami b'yisurim will not be acceptable, and halacha will require that we have two edim. Halacha will require that we have two edim. Rav Ashi says the way to understand the episode of Reb Neroi was Sahada Achrin Hava B'usha. Rav Neroi knew that in Usha there was one person who could speak about the integrity of the witness. Was Reb Neroi, so it was enough for Reb Neroi alone to go, and he would then be able to Rufa Bahadei. Ask the Gemara, Ihochi, if that's the case, Maila Memory. If there are two people, one person already in Usha, and Reb Neroi, so what's the chiddush that he was allowed to go? Of course he's allowed to go, because as we have been learning, we're allowed to do whatever we need to do to establish the new month in the right time. Answered the Gemara. So ask the Gemara, Maila Memra. Of course Reb Neroi was allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to say this testimony. Answers the Gemara. Ma'adatayim m'sveikol ha'mechalin l'nashabso. Maybe this person who Reb Neroi was counting on in Usha, who knew this witness, won't be there. And therefore, his Chil Shabbos would have been for naught. Kamash Mon, that the Halacha allowed Reb Neroi to do so, even though he could not be 100% certain that the other aid would be there to combine with him. Says the Gemara, Kios Ula, when Ula came to Bava, Omer Kachula Yerocha B'Marva, they made Rish Chodesh in Eretz Yisrael on a certain day. Not certainly a person like Ula, who's a great person, we could trust when he offers such a testimony. Everybody could be trusted to say such a testimony. My Tama, says the Gemara, something that would ultimately become known. People won't lie, because something that will ultimately, the truth will come out, a person is concerned to say a lie, because he's going to be caught. Tanya nami hachi, and so do we learn, in a brai sabah echad b'soif oilem, if somebody came from the other side of the world, v'omar, and he says, kitchu bezin sechaydish, and he declares the bezin was mekadish techaydish, neman, we believe him, because it's milsa de vide legluya. And again, I saw that the Turi Evan asks, the why does the Gemara have to say that the reason we believe him is because of Milsa Avida L'Gluya? Why couldn't the Gemara just say, because Eid Echad Nemen B'Yisurim? So says the Turi Evan, the same terrorist that we said a moment ago, that since there was a real concern, as we're learning and we're going to learn, that they were people that were saying something which wasn't true, so normally we would not believe in Eid Echad, but here we have another reason to believe him. Another reason that the Sfasem suggests is because sometimes this testimony goes against the chazakah. As we've learned in our sugyas, typically the month of Elul was always a 29-day month. And this aid who's saying that Elul was a 30-day month is not just saying testimony, but he's saying testimony different than the chazakah. And therefore we would say, there we don't say Erech Nam Bisurim, but we do say Milsta Vida Lagluya Lam Shakri by Inish. Another pshat is that the repercussions of this eidus are very serious. A person may end up being mechal yontif because of this eidus. That's why it's not the type of eidus that an eid echad alone could be trusted. But the reason we trust them is because milsta vida legluya lemishaker by inish. So as we learned in the Mishnah, Rishonai mekabel eidus b'kol adam. Originally they would be mekabel eidus from everybody, but then because of what happened, they changed. And the Gemara explains what happened. Tana Rabbanan, Ma Kilkul Kilkul Beisusin, what is meant at the Beisusin, what they did? Says the Gemara, Bam Achas Bikshu Beisusin L'Hatosus Chamim. The Beisusin were interested in misleading the Chachamim. Because the Torah, when it speaks about Shavuos, as we've said a number of times, the Torah doesn't give a date to Yontav Shavuos. The Torah says that it's the 50th day after we begin counting the Omer. As the Pasuk says, V'svarat l'chamem machus ha-shabbos, b'yoyim ha-viyachem ha-satnufa, b'yoyim ha-viyachem ha-omer ha-tnufa, shevesh ha-bosos t'mimus t'yena, ad mi-machus ha-shabbos ha-shviyus, tisbru chamishim yoyim, v'kraft ha-mincha chadosh l'ashem. The Shavuos always falls on 50 days after we start counting the Omer. The tzedakim, as we said when we learned the Mishnah, interpret Torah Shebiksav literally. And the Torah, when it says, as we just read, when do we count the Sfira? They start counting the Sfira in Machros HaShabbos. Now we explain Machros HaShabbos, meaning the second day of Pesach. Machros HaShabbos, the day after the first day of Yontif. But they say that it always falls out in Machros HaShabbos. We always start counting the Sfira on a Sunday. So what they would do is, if they could, they would try to offer false testimony that Shavuos should fall out, that the second day of Pesach should fall out on Sunday. So Bikshah Mesusim, Latas Chachamim, they wanted to mislead the Chachamim. V'sachru Shnei B'nei Adam B'Abayim Me'ezuz, they hired two people for $400, Echem Mishalon of Echem Mishalhem. One was somebody who followed the words of Chazal, and one was one of their people. So Tosfos asked the question, how would the Beisusim gaining anything be misleading the Chachamim when Rosh Chodesh was? Because by misleading the Chachamim when Rosh Chodesh was, Pesach will be the wrong time. So Tosfos answers that they too agreed that even if Rosh Chodesh is supposed to be on a certain day, but a Beis Din declares Rosh Chodesh on a different day, Atam Afilu Shogigim, Atam Afilu Mazidim, whatever day Beis Din declares is Rosh Chodesh is Rosh Chodesh. And that's why they wanted to manipulate that Rosh Chodesh should be in a way that Sunday would be the day that we would begin counting the Sfira. Mishalhem, says the Mishnah, the aid who was one of their, Heid Edosai, said his testimony of Yotza. Shalanu, Amalanu, the next witness, who was really one of the people who kept the Torah, Amalai, Emma Ketzarisis Lavana. They asked him, how did you see the new moon? Amalam, Ola Yisiv in Malay Adumim. I was traveling in Malay Adumim, it's the name of a place. Yisiv Shu Rovitz Ben Shnei Sloim. I saw that the new moon was between two racks. Roisha Daima Le'egel, the head of the moon looked like a calf. Oznav Daima Le'gdi, the sides looked like a goat. Karnav Daima Le'tzvi, the horns looked like a deer. Znovav Menachs Le'ben Yechusav, its tail was between its feet. V'tzastibay, and I looked at this new moon. V'nersesi, and I trembled. V'nefalti L'chor, and I fell back. Vem ein atam aminim li, if you don't believe what I'm saying, here's the $200 that I got to say this. Amrloi, mi is a kikach l'kach, who put you into this predicament. I overheard how the Besusim were trying to mislead the Chachamim. Amarti, so I said to myself, I'll be part of this group, and I'll notify the Chachamim of what really happened, because I needed to be concerned. Maybe they'll be able to find two witnesses who aren't honest, and they'll mislead the Chachamim. Amaloi, so the Yonim, when they heard his testimony, said, "Masayim zus nesumul chametana. The 200 zus that you got from them, you could keep. And the reason that you could keep them is because hefker bezdin hefker. Bezdin has the right to do with people's money as they see fit. Vasoichrach, and the person who hired you to say false testimony, yimasech alam amid, should be taken to the pole where they used to give malchus. Obaisa shah eskinu, and when they saw what happened." They made up Shloyim Kabbalah Element and Makirim. They only accept testimony from people who are reliable. Anybody who's not reliable, we have to be concerned such a story will happen with them. I saw that the Baal HaKedah explains this Gemara of Pidrush. He said, Oila Yisi v'malam Edumim. Kla Yisrael were under the control of Edom, of Rome. I saw that Klal Yisrael was between two terrible nations that were oppressing them. Edom v'Yishmael. Roisha doimel egel. Once we did the veira with the egel of Avodah Zarah, this is what happened. Oiznav doimel lagdi. Its ears look like a goat. That a goat is when it's young, it's good. But the older it gets, the meat loses the value, the taste. Kanef doimus v'tzvi, the horns of a deer are very weak and fall out easily. Znavim nuchsla ben yechasev. It shows that we were in constant fear. V'tzdatzdi boi v'nesati v'nefalei mecharev. And I shivered and I trembled because I saw what the Besusim were doing to Klal Yisrael. Vim einatim aminali, harei mesayim zot srulim besedinim. Let me get the money. And what he said was that this is what happens when Klal Yisrael are in Golus. When Klal Yisrael is in a Golus, we end up under the terrible oppression and end up doing the wrong thing. Says the Mishnah, b'shoyna hai mesim asus. But teaches us the Mishnah that originally this wasn't the way it worked. The way it originally was that the way they notified people when the new moon was through a system of torches. And once the torches were lit from one mountain to the other mountain, as the Gemara will describe in Mitzvah Shem and Daf Chof Gimel, we were able to know when Rosh Chodesh was. However, Mishakilkalu Akutim, once the Kutim Besusim, as we just finished learning, didn't want to mislead us, and they would light the torches in the wrong time. So they had to abandon this system, and they started a new system with the shluchim that we've been discussing. Says the Mishnah, what was the system of the torches? They brought long eris beams, v'kanim, and other types of beams, v'atzei shemen, and a type of wood, the nur shel pishtan, linen, the kairich b'mashicha, and they would tie them together, the oilu l'rash har, and then you would go up to the top of the mountain, might spend this hour, put on a fire, or mailech umevi, or maila mairid, you cause the fire to go up and down, back and forth, atchurois chaveroi, until the person on the next mountain saw what was happening on the first mountain, became Barosh Har Shlishi, and so was in the third mountain. And like that, they were able to set up this information. Says the Gemara, what were the mountains on which they lit these torches? Says the Mishnah, Mechar Mishkal Sartava, Mesartava L'Grafina, M'Grafina L'Chavron, M'Chavron L'Beis Baltin, M'Beis Baltin L'Izozum M'Sham. Once they got to Beis Baltin, they started lighting these torches. Everybody saw this. They started lighting their torches, and the entire mountains looked like there was a huge fire. And the Tosfos Yontif says that they lit it in such a way that it didn't look like it was a star traveling, because then they could get make a mistake. Is it a star? Is it the torches? They lit it in a way that it should be obvious that it was a fire and not a flying star. Ask the Gemara, my mashma, the Messiah in Lashon Yikaru. Where do we see that Messiah means to put on a fire? The Ksiv, the Pasuk says that after David prevailed over the Plishtim, the Pasuk says, V'yazru shamas etzbeim, the Plishtim left their Avodah Zarah, V'yaseim David v'anoshav, metagminan, what did David do to the Avodah Zarah that they abandoned? V'gdidin David burnt them. Tanan Rabbanan,